Inside on Business, the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, getting things done for you. CreamerLaw.com. Triplett Office Essentials, extraordinary service and solutions for your business. Triplets.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work, and that's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
8.5 minutes now before the top of the hour. What? She's looking at me like I'm doing something wrong. I know, I just didn't jump right in there.
Scared me a little bit. You didn't even talk. I just paused.
Well, you have me just perplexed today.
I do.
You look absolutely ravishing.
Well, thank you.
A new outfit?
No, I had a meeting, business luncheon, and I had to
I think we're going to take a vote.
We're going to take a vote?
Yeah, here at the studio and have you dress up every day. See? Anyway, in our studio, ladies and gentlemen, is Joanne Hess. She is the owner of Too Much Stuff. She specializes in decluttering your home. And, man, do we all have somebody out there that could use her services. Welcome to the News Hour, Joanne. Glad to have you here.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for the opportunity.
How in the world, Joanne, did you get involved in this kind of a thing?
Well, I sold real estate for 32 years in the Des Moines area. And I found that many of the homes that I went into needed tweaked a little bit to get them ready for market.
Sure.
Closets, cupboards, vanities, that sort of thing. And I like doing it. So about 4.5 years ago, I decided to put my license up, but I wanted to keep busy and active. And it seemed like a natural for me to look for people that could use that service on a paying basis.
Somebody got to pay me. So when you're doing homes, that's so true, isn't it? You've got to stage that home so that it's attractive to potential buyers.
Exactly.
And so you were doing this for free.
Exactly. Well, the payoff came. The house sold quicker.
Right.
And the people were happier.
There seems to be a number of declutter folks here?
Not really. Not in the Des Moines area.
Okay.
I'm on a website
called
findmyorganizer.com, and there are probably maybe a half a dozen or so of us. Each one of us, I think, have a little different specialty for what we do, but it's all about helping you get your house in order.
Yeah, and not just to sell it. We should, just to live in it.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, what's the most common issue that you find with cluttered homes?
The people get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
The more stuff they obtain and the messier it gets, they get overwhelmed and they just need a cheerleader and they need somebody to come in and kind of kickstart the process. And that's where I come in. I'm also the third party disinterested, as opposed to having family members come in to try to help you with that. That sometimes can be a little bit frustrating.
Her name is Joanne Hess, ladies and gentlemen. She's the owner of Too Much Stuff. You see what kind of things that you learn here on the News Hour? I bet you never even knew that there was such a business like this. You know, I was sharing with folks earlier today about what it is that you do. I was at a meeting and I said, you know, you're never going to guess who's going to be coming on. Her name is Joanne Hess and she's got this company and she goes out there and she helps declutter homes. And one of the people that I was explaining this to asked me this question and they said, well, ask her this. So what do you do with all the stuff that you clean out of these homes? Might you put it on eBay and then make a secondary income from that?
Absolutely not. I don't do that. Ah. But I'm a full-service person, and so depending on whether they want to donate, they want to sell, they want to keep, or they want to trash, I have resources for all of that.
Okay. Joanne Hess, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about her business, about decluttering homes. Would you also do a business if they asked you?
If it's coming in and organizing file cabinets and so forth, probably not.
But what about
if they've got a clutter? If they got cluttered closets and storage areas and that sort of thing, I'm there.
I got it. What causes clutter? Do we just want to save everything that we've ever had in our lives, and we just think that we're going to? I'll tell you what causes clutter in my life, because the moment I throw something away, I'm going to need it. I know that that's the truth. How many times have you heard that excuse?
Just about everybody I talk to. I think it's a generational thing in part. And many of my clientele are individuals that were born and raised during the 20s and the 30s and depression babies and that sort of thing. And or if they grew up on a farm. And that was the mentality. You just don't throw it away. But I do think a lot of it is I might need it sometime. And some of the stuff I get rid of real quickly is, you know, a toaster that hasn't worked. And somebody thinks that maybe somebody will come along and they'll fix it. And you can go buy a new toaster for $30 and quit cluttering up your kitchen with stuff like that. So it's some of that. Clothing is one of the big things. One of the major things. We have our small girl sizes, our medium girl sizes, our big girl sizes, and boys. And they want to get down to that size again or whatever. So that's another big one that I say, give it away. There's so much need out there.
You know, I think you really hit on something that is really seminal to this discussion, and that is your environment, where you came from. You know, my parents were both Depression-era children, and they sometimes passed those same values on to their kids. I mean, I know my mother, Ola Shalom, who recently died this first day of spring, was 97 and 93 and 7 months. And, you know, she would save everything. She would save twist ties. She would save used Ziploc bags. I mean, she would wash out, you know, containers and try to reuse those. But that was part of it, wasn't it?
I have the opportunity from time to time to speak at women's groups and church groups and so forth. And one of the things I tell them is, if you're saving it for your children or your grandchildren, ask them if they want it. You might be surprised at the answer. And if they say not really, thank you very much, then find a resource for it and get your house and cupboards cleaned out.
There you go. It's called Too Much Stuff. Her name is Joanne Hess. Joanne, how do people find you?
Well, I'm on, as I mentioned, the website findmyorganizer.com. I have an email address.
Go ahead. Yeah.
It's Johesse, that's Samsame, at dsmhomes.com. And my cell phone's the best way because I'll get to you right away, and that's area code 515-249-5581.
Very nice. Joanne Hess, ladies and gentlemen, former real estate person that says, I'm out of this selling houses. I'm going to go make sure that we can stage people's houses correctly and let them live in it rather than I would imagine, would you go into a house and help them declutter before selling?
Just got through doing that.
Did you? Yeah.
Just got through doing that.
I can imagine so.
Estates, anything like that where they need the house cleaned out.
You know,
I'm there.
Did you talk to Mary Sayer? Mary Sayer is into all of this right now, as a matter of fact.
She mentioned that to me.
I bet she did. Thank you so very much for coming in and visiting
pleasure.
With us.
Thank you for having
Joanne
me.
Joanne Hess, ladies and gentlemen, it's called Too Much Stuff. Wow, what a busy day we had today. We had Reverend Chris Olkowitz in from the Windsor Heights Lutheran Church, a number of folks from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, and Joanne Hess as well, along with the news of the day. Yay! For all of us associated with the News Hour, that would be Mariah Lewis. Hey, Mariah. Monica Murray, Dustin Halderson, Jimmy Olson's the voice of Insight on Business, and Mary Sayer is the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group. We will be back here tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Until then, have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.